beautiful, beautiful day to all of our listeners out there for Dakota Talk Radio. This is Diane Merrick, and before we get started, I want to go ahead and share with in our native tongue, our mother tongue, greetings with all of you, and we're going to go ahead and get started with our Dakota language lesson. Diane Merrick Demiena, the Komi Chajekis Nasnawia, Ga, Ade Ihanktoya Techa, Etaha, Nakotia, Etka, Ochicha, Ochicha, Wachincha, and Nahombeke Wopi don't get Kenichapi. Okay, I'd like to first of all say in our language, from our language, to translate to each and every one of you, I greet you all with a heartfelt handshake. This is Diane Merrick here. This Dakota Nakota name is Snasnawia, Rattle Woman, and we are bringing you on Dakota Talk Radio from the End Village land base here in southeastern South Dakota. And for those of us that are sharing our language with you, and you are listening, we would like to share our gratitudes and thank you all for listening. And we're going to go ahead and go right into our lesson plan here. And today we want to talk a little bit about the kinship of our different Tiwahes and our families, and say a little bit about where our families originate from. And then we're also going to go into our Sampahunkake, our grandparents, and share some Dakota phrases, Nakota phrases with one another, and translate those for you. And those of you listening along, feel free to pronounce them as we go along here and translate them for you. And our vision and our hopes are for each and every one of us listening that we can look at how we may revitalize and preserve our Dakota Nakota native dialect here. And so we're going to go ahead and get started here. One of the things we want to share with one another is the different areas for the male and the females and the relationships within our Tiwahes, our families. So we're going to maybe touch briefly on those and provide you with the English word and the Dakota Nakota word for that. So one of the things for the males in our Tiwahe is that the very first child, the boy, he is given a name, and that is Chaske. So Chaske is the firstborn male. So let's pronounce that together before we get into our conversations. We want to acknowledge those relationships. So first of all, we want to say together, Chaske, Chaske. Chaske is for the firstborn boy. Now when we have a secondborn boy into the family, that comes into our families and our Tiwahes, he is Hepa, Hepa. So let's pronounce that together, Hepa, Hepa. Okay, for the third-born male, Hokshina, his name is Hepi, Hepi. So before we had our English names that came into our land areas, we always went by these terms. For a third-born, he was named Hepi. Okay. For the fourth-born boy, in our language we say Chata, 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 for the fourth-born. Okay. For the fifth-born male within a family, his name was Hake, Hake. Okay, we want to pronounce that together. The fifth-born male, Hake. Okay, now for our females, the very first-born daughter, she was named Winuna, Winuna. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Winuna. Okay, for the second-born daughter. The second-born daughter. She was named Hapa. Hapa. Hapa was the second born daughter. Hapa. Okay, for the third born daughter within a Tiwahene family, she was named Hapsti. Hapsti. Okay, let's pronounce that together. Hapsti. Hapsti. Okay, the fourth born daughter, Wanske, Wanske, the fourth born daughter, Wanske. Okay, and then for the fifth born daughter, her name was Wihake, Wihake, the fifth born daughter, Wihake. Mm-hmm. So we want to acknowledge within our lesson plan today, we want to talk about our Sampa Hunkake. We want to talk about the grandparents and how they are very revered in most of our tribal relationships and land bases with one another, the relationship with one another and how they are revered amongst the people, the Tiwahes and the Oyates. So we want to acknowledge different types of conversations that may occur with some of those fluent speakers we have yet today. So in one conversation, we would have, when we're going to ask the question, and then we'll have an answer to the question. So we're going to have various questions that we're going to share in conversation in our language. And following the question, we're going to provide a response in our language and also translate that for you. So we ask that you listen along and pronounce these with us in hopes that you may enjoy what it is we have to share in relationship to Hunkake, Sampa Hunkake, the grandparents of our motherlands. Okay, the first one is Ni kunshi ga ni tunkashi doker umhe. Ni kunshi ga ni tunkashi doker umpihe. The translation for what we just shared in our language is, how is your grandmother and your grandfather? Ni kunshi is your grandmother. Ni tunkashi is your grandfather. So ni kunshi ga ni tunkashi doked umbe. Okay, let's try to say that together. Ni kunshi ga ni tunkashi doked umhe. Doked umhe is how are they. Okay? So we ask the question there, how is your grandmother and your grandfather? And in our language, a conversation that we would share in response to that is kunshi ga unkana nupin daya upie nish sampa ni hunka ke toket umhe. So the conversation there in the language when we translate that is, grandma and grandpa are both doing well, and you, and with you, how are your grandparents? So there was a response to that conversation, that was the question there, and then also a question followed that. In acknowledgement, the response was that grandma and grandpa are both doing well, and also with you, how are your grandparents? So once again, let me share that again in our language. Kunshi ga unkana nupin tayan umpie. Grandma and Grandpa are doing well. Okay, then came the question in return. Nish sampa nihunka ke tokit he? And you, how are your grandparents doing? Okay, so sampa nihunka ke is your grandparents. Tokit he? How are they doing? And how are your grandparents doing? Okay, now we're going to move right along to our next part of our conversation. Okay. Hekta oko heha sampa mihunka ke wawi chabda ke nupin taya upi do. Okay, so when we say do, then that would be for the male speaker. So hekta oko, that's last week. Heha, then. Okay, sampa, mihunka ke. My grandparents. Wawi chabda ke. I seen them. Nupin, daya umpio. They're both doing well. Okay, let me say that in our language again and translate that for us. Hekta oko heha sampa mihunka ke wain champuda ke nupin taya upiro. So the translation for what we just shared in our language is, I seen my grandparents last week and they're both doing well. Okay. Another question in the conversation here is, Takto kumpi he? Takto kumpi he? Okay. So the translation to the question there is, what are they doing? What are they doing? In response to that, what are they doing? Takto kumpi he? Is, Kunshi tiata yanke ga takojak paku. Yamni awanwi chayake. Kunshi tiata yanke ga takojak paku yamni awanwi chayake. Okay? Translation for that is, Grandma is at home watching three of her grandchildren. Grandma is kunshi. Tiata yanke is at home. Takojak paku is her grandchildren. Yamani is three. And awanwi chayake, she's watching over. So kunshi tiata yanke ga takojak paku yamani awanwi chayake. So grandma is at home watching her three grandchildren. Okay? Moving right along with the conversation here is, Nikunshi takojak paku gihena ohina awanwe chayaka he. Nikunshi takojak paku gihena ohina awanwe chayaka he. Okay, so the translation for that is, does your grandmother always watch her grandchildren? Does your grandmother always watch her grandchildren? Okay, one more time. Let's pronounce that together, that question there. The conversation continues here with the grandparents and individuals having a conversation regarding the grandparents and the grandchildren here. Nikunshi takojak paku gihena ohina awanwi chayaka he. Now in response to that, what we just shared there in our language. Here, ampetu echena awanwi chayake. Here, ampetu echana awanwi chayake. the response to that conversation there that continues on is, no, she just during the day, she watches over the children just during the day. Hiya is no. Ampetu echena is just during the day. Awanwi chayake is when she watches them. And as the conversation continues in the languages to the above there. Tokcha unhena awanwi chayake he. Tokcha unhena awanwi chayake he. It's the response to that is, are those different grandchildren that she watches? Are those different family members or grandchildren that she watches? Tokcha unhena awanwi chayake he. So again, there we want to continue the conversation in the language and translate those for you. So the next part to the conversation is Kunshi chuint kuki he wa shi chun he un hena awanwi chayake. Kunshi chuint kuki hen wo wa shi chun he un hena awanwi chayake. Grandmother's daughter works, and that is why she watches them. Grandma's daughter works, and that is why she watches them. Okay, one more time. Kunshi chuint kuki he wo shi chun he un hena awanwi chayake. Kunshi is grandma. Chuintku is her daughter. Wo shi chun, she works. He un, that is why. Hena awanwi chayake, she watches them. Just moving right along and with our conversation here in our language. Ni tunkashi ishtakto kunhe. Ni tunkashi ishtakto kunhe. And what does your grandfather do? What does your grandfather do? Ni tunkashi ishtakto kunhe. Ni tunkashi is your grandfather. Takto kunhe. What does he do? Now we move right along to our conversation here in our language and continue to translate them for you. To further the conversation here, it's Unkana he ish ampet iohi magata washi chun. Nish sampa ni hunka ke takto kumpi he. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. Unkana ish. Unkana, excuse me. Unkana he ish ampet iohi magata washi chun. Nish sampa ni hunka ke takto kumpi he. Grandpa works every day in the garden. And what do your grandparents do? Is the translation to what we just shared. Unkana he ish ampetu iohi magata washichu nish sampa ni hunka ke takto kumpi he. Grandpa works in the garden every day. And what do your grandparents do? And the response to that in the language is Kunshi ga unkana hena deha asnikya umpi. Kunshi ga unkana hena deha asnikya umpi. Grandma and grandpa both are resting. They are both resting. Kunshi ga unkana. Grandma and grandpa, yaha, are now resting. Asnikya, umpi. So This is the time that we have left for our Dakota language lesson. And when we come back with our next lesson, we're going to continue on with some of our tiwahe, our family, and some of the conversations, and hope that we can further your understanding and abilities to be able to pronounce, enunciate, and further your conversational abilities with us, and hope that you continue to listen along with us. And thank you for listening. Until next time, wo pita hecha, aha pita mayan.